In New York State, the law says that the ingredients of hot dogs can legally include a certain amount or percentage of insect parts and rat droppings. It's permissible by law. So in New York, when you eat a hot dog, you more or less have to hope that the hot dog you're eating contains only the most nutritious parts of the insects, not just legs and antennae, and that the rats whose feces you're eating were on good, heart-healthy diets. I've been enjoying a new band from England. It's called So Long Mate. It's a 5-man heavy metal band. And the reason it's called So Long Mate is because at the end of each performance, the other 4 members of the band kill the lead singer. As a result, the music has a certain urgency to it. Also, it keeps the tours nice and short. It's basically one night, and then back they go to L.A. to hold auditions. The band plans to have an album ready in the year 2037. Hello, this is David Nipplegripper, another insufferable Hollywood movie star who wants you to help some cause or charity merely because I say so. Today, I want to tell you about little Danny Pendejo. Danny needs your help. He was born with no torso. His legs are fine, his arms are fine, and his head is okay, except for one really big caved-in part on top. But he has no torso. Won't you help by being a torso donor? Even a torso that's too big will be better than no torso at all. Thank you. This is David Nipplegripper reminding you to see my new movie, Breasts on the Moon. Another sign of America's decline. Because a few people are sensitive to peanuts and have allergies that might kill them, America's commercial airlines had to stop serving those little bags of peanuts. It wasn't sufficient that the affected people could simply refuse the peanuts when they were offered. The argument was made that the people who did eat the peanuts were putting peanut dust in the air, creating a health hazard for the victims. What a load of shit. If someone is in danger of dying from inhaling peanut dust, why aren't they dead already? Why didn't they die at a baseball game or at the circus? America has gone soft. Instructions. Follow carefully. Release the handle by pulling down the strap and tightening the fasteners. Press the button and remove the safety cap. Then turn the knob to unleash the spring and wind the excess slack onto the spool. Loosen the screws on the plate lid and insert the tabs into the slots. Rotate the control switch a quarter of a turn before lowering the 2 levers. Then drop the main crank into a neutral position. Be careful not to unscrew the housing before engaging the catch. Plug in and you're set to go. If smoke fills the room, read the troubleshooting guide at the rear of this manual. I like the good actors, the real actors, the ones who keep their lives private. Sean Penn, Harvey Keitel, Alan Arkin, Robert Duvall, Al Pacino, Jack Nicholson, Johnny Depp, Robert De Niro, Gary Oldman, William Hurt, Dustin Hoffman, Gene Hackman, Gary Sinise, Christopher Walken, Gary Busey. They keep to themselves. You don't see them appearing all the time on TV. They don't cooperate with Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight. They're actors, not celebrities. They keep to themselves. That's why their work is so good. Good for them. Dear Ma, even though you're dead, I wanted you to know I'm doing real well. No thanks to you, I might add. I now have my own TV show, and it's getting very high ratings. I play the part of a guy whose mother dies, but it doesn't really bother him. I know they don't have good reception where you are, so I'm going to send you a tape. Do you think a tape will be okay in the intense heat? Love, Dirk. I don't like ass-kissers, flag-wavers, or team players. I like people who buck the system, individualists. I often warn kids, somewhere along the way, someone is going to tell you there is no I in team. What you should tell them is, maybe not, but there is an I in independence, individuality, and integrity. Avoid teams at all cost. Keep your circle small. Never join a group that has a name. If they say, "We're the so-and-sos," take a walk. And if somehow you must join, if it's unavoidable, such as a union or a trade association, go ahead and join, but don't participate. It will be your death. And if they tell you you're not a team player, just congratulate them on being so observant.